Some businesses already allow employees who are crime victims to attend various court sessions and counseling, but a bill authored by Milwaukee State Representative Shirley Krug would spell out the types of legal proceedings that pertain to crime victims and require any firm with at least 50 permanent workers to let the workers attend the sessions. The leave would be unpaid and must be requested in advance. Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager requested the bill. She says one problem is that some employers just don't handle domestic violence cases very well.
I think all too oftentimes people on the outside may view that as husband-wife spat or whatever. We see it mischaracterized in that way. And what happens, I think, is that sometimes an employer really doesn't know or fully know, particularly in the larger workplace, the actual nature of the concerns that an individual might have. It might not be something that a victim really wants to talk about at work.
Representative Krug says the proposal is the logical extension of the Crime Victims Bill of Rights Amendment that passed 10 years ago. The measure closely follows the 15-year-old law that lets many workers take unpaid leave for family and medical reasons. But that's what troubles John Metcalf of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. He says the state and federal family leave laws don't match, and he fears the same would happen with leave for crime victims.
This would be a classic example if we attach this crime victims legislation to the existing state family medical leave law, and the feds did something similar to it down the road. That would, in a sense, at least from our perspective, exacerbate the compliance issues.
Metcalf would like to see the state and federal family leave laws reconciled. More than 24 Democrats have signed on to the Wisconsin crime victim leave bill, but there's only one Republican backer so far. Action on the measure could come later this year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.